carpets that seemed to enter every room. I thought he was slippery, but most thought he was skillfully smooth. Now the thing about Byron was he could not bear a minute away from himself. He tasted nothing but the sweetness of his own greatness, which he would salt and pepper to excess. And he had that kind of mother. She fixed his bed, his hair, his meals. Boy, she fixed him, whispering all sorts of synonyms for greatness in his ear. But she forgot to fix his brakes, 'cause when his greed burned a slippery turn, he could not stop. And have you heard? Here's what happened to poor Byron. He turned into a fire hydrant, stuck on the curb all night and day, swearing at the dogs, they say. And his mother cried like a siren, oh my boy, my poor boy Byron. But she fed his love for power, now she cleans his nozzle every hour. Stuffed in his pocket, you see. And I guess the weight of it all made him fall down, down, down the tumbling hole, like Humpty Dumpty off his malignant throne. And all the king's horses and